Hi, everyone. My name is Helen Marie Fox. Welcome to episode number one of the Level Up Podcast, my brand new podcast devoted to helping people gain the energy, the skills, confidence, and mindset required to create change. I'm excited to be here with you today to help people who are serious about taking their life to the next level. So today, for the very first episode, I really want to start by sharing my story around how I got started in the personal development space. For those of you who I have not had the pleasure of meeting personally, I am a coach and I've had a coaching and personal development business now for 10 years. And during that time, I've had the great honor, blessing, and privilege to help inspire and cultivate positive change in so many people by helping people gain the tools, the resources to level up, to get in the right headspace, to ultimately perform better so that they can get the results that they want out of life. You know, and where did this all start? How did I get into this business? Well, I originally was a personal trainer. Not too long after finishing university, I decided to get in the personal training space. It was a logical decision for me because I have a background in sport. I played soccer, I ran track, I played basketball. I come from a very athletic family, and I always was comfortable in the gym. You know, some people say they go into the gym and it's a scary environment for them. That's not the case for me. So I thought, okay, you know what? Well, why don't I take this job to get money? I just moved back into the city, into Toronto, and I didn't really put too much thought into it, but I thought, let me take this position. Mind you, when I started personal training, you know, I fell in love with the transformation, helping people truly transform their bodies and the domino effect that happens in all other areas of their life. But I didn't want to be just any trainer. I wanted to be one of the best. You know, I wanted to make that six-figure income. I wanted to make sure my clients were getting amazing results, every single client. And that was happening for me. Clients were referring clients. People were happy. I was having a good time. It came at a cost. I was working extremely long hours. I remember being up at 5 a.m. and, you know, taking a taxi to the gym to make sure I was on time for my 5:30 client, even though it was only a 10, 15-minute walk, and still training, you know, back to back to back to back, not getting home till 10, 11 o'clock at night, and not even having the time for my exercise, for me to work out or eat clean. Because of my athletic background, I was maintaining that athlete body. So on the surface, it looked like I was fit and, you know, doing all the right things. And of course, I was preaching all the right things. But I mean, given the schedule that I had, I mean, how could I, right? I literally was with clients almost 24/7, you know, and so I was not working out myself as much as I wanted to. And I wasn't always eating clean. And I definitely didn't have the time to be with family and friends and really pursue any other dreams. And so here I was, you know, working at this career, all in, you know, definitely all in. And I hit this point where I was realizing, okay, yeah, I want, you know, clearly I wanted it all. I wanted to make the money. I wanted to, you know, have the quality relationships. I wanted health. I wanted all the fulfillment that comes from, you know, pursuing a career, but I didn't really have it all figured out because my life was pretty unbalanced. And I do believe that that happens when you go after something great. But for me, at that time in my life, it wasn't exactly what was giving me a level of fulfillment, you know. And so I felt stuck. I felt a little misaligned, you know. Like I said, I was looking the part on the surface, but struggling inside a little bit. You know, I felt frustrated because I didn't have the energy really to do anything but focus on my career. You know, and in one area, I felt happy, satisfied because I felt like I was, you know, I was making good money and things were moving. And it was in the middle of a recession, and so I thought, you know, while everybody's complaining about their funds, I'm over here, you know, making money, doing my thing. And I felt good about that. But there was also this part of me that was questioning, you know, is this my life right now? Is this, you know, how it's going to look if I keep on this path? You know, where am I going to be in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? There was this part of me that wanted change, but I didn't know how to get it, you know? And to be honest, I was kind of scared because I didn't really know what it was going to look like. What's this next step going to be? And then around that time, I started to feel undervalued and unappreciated at work. You know, I was putting in all this effort, but I didn't always see eye to eye with everybody who I was working with. I love my clients, but I didn't really feel like I was being compensated enough for the level of focus and energy that I was putting forth. And not even so much about the money, but just personally, the level of fulfillment, the exchange for the amount of energy that I was putting out, it wasn't adding up. You know, I'll never forget, I was walking home from work one fall day, and it was probably about 10:30, maybe even 11 o'clock, and it was dark outside, but it felt like it was daytime because downtown Toronto, there's so many streetlights, you know, and here I am walking home from work. I was the very last one to leave the gym, aside from cleaning lady, and I was saying to myself, you know, there's really no amount of money that somebody could pay me to be okay with this current situation. Yet, I was in it. I was in the situation day after day after day, you know, and emotionally, mentally, I felt done. I don't know if, you know, anyone's been in a relationship, whether it's a significant other or a friend or whatever, where you just sort of feel like mentally it's done, but you haven't taken action yet. That's how I felt. You know, I felt mentally and emotionally finished. But I didn't know what the next step was. But I realized that I was in this cycle, you know, and that nothing was going to improve unless I did something different. As Jim Rohn says, for things to change, you have to change. And so I knew I needed to do something drastic if I wanted to change my situation. And I didn't know what the next plan was, so I said, okay, you know what, I got to sit down and make a plan. I got to make a business plan. And I have a business degree from Syracuse University. And we all know that as much as I love Syracuse University, that business changes so fast that a business degree doesn't necessarily mean anything as far as being successful in the business world. But I did take, you know, what I had learned at school. I said, okay, let me write this business plan and let me take a trip to the bank. Because even though, you know, I had made that six-figure income, I was not managing my money very well. Like I said, I was doing taxis. I was eating out. And so I didn't even have much in savings, and I knew I would need to have a bit of a cushion if I was going to leave this job. And so I went to the bank, and I got a line of credit out using my, you know, proof of earnings and the position that I had at the time to secure that money. And once all of that was in place, I said, I'm out. You know, I gave my 2 weeks notice, and I started a coaching business. And my plan was to really help people, specifically with personal training, but really to help people in the health, fitness, wellness space, and to help people create change. Now, here I'm going with the business. Everything's going really well. You know, I'm starting to attract new clients and everybody's getting great results. And I feel like I've made it. You know, I feel like I'm living the life that I want to live. And I get a call to shoot this commercial for a soccer scene that I had done some commercials in the past. And I thought, okay, that's pretty good income. Sure, I can take, you know, half a day and go shoot this commercial. And so here I go to shoot the commercial. I remember I was lean, I was fit, I was strong at the time. I even had a photo shoot happening, I think, the day after the commercial. And so, you know, I felt like I was on top of the world. And this girl tackles me in this photo shoot. And I've played soccer for years and never have I had a serious injury. I mean, I broke my hand. I've had multiple ankle sprains, different things like that. But I have been on the field many times when girls tear their ACL and they scream and they yell and, you know, they're out for the season. And so I thought those days were done for me because I was finished playing soccer. But here we are on set. I'm not thinking somebody's going to tackle me, but a girl about half my size hits me, funny angle, and here I go, I fall down, I tear my ACL, my MCL, and my meniscus. Classic female soccer injury. Now, I didn't feel any pain, you know, so I didn't think that it was as serious as it was. I had no tears, you know, I was really in disbelief. I did hear the tear, I heard the pop, but I tried to convince myself maybe that was her leg hitting my leg, you know, I'm okay. And so I went to stand up, and my leg buckled, and I fell. And I'll never forget the producer saying, let's just take 5 minutes and we'll get back, you know, shooting soon. But I knew that I needed way more than 5 minutes. So needless to say, I didn't finish that commercial. I eventually went to see the doctor. That night, my knee got so big. And the next day, I was in so much pain. And shortly after that, it was confirmed, you know, that I tore my ACL. And so here I am on crutches. It was about a week before Christmas. I went and stayed with my parents over the holidays, and here I am. I'll never forget sitting in front of the fireplace in the corner, you know, on this nice, comfortable chair with my foot up, crutches on the side of the wall. And now I really feel stuck, not only, you know, physically because I couldn't get around, but I'm feeling stuck emotionally, financially, mentally, you know, doubts like, where am I going to get my next paycheck? You know, now I can't train clients. What am I going to do? How am I going to produce? You know, I can't even walk, you know, and how am I going to deal with the expenses, the treatment? You know, I don't have a disability insurance in place. You know, what is this a sign for? You know, I followed my heart, but now what? You know, and also for somebody who's pretty active and a former athlete, I mean, that type of injury, it's not easy to recover from. And mentally, it was challenging for me. You know, I didn't really have any motivation to even do any physio type of treatment or, you know, eat clean or anything like that. And here I was just, you know, really questioning what is the next step for me? What's this going to look like? You know, and I sat there and I really had to make a decision. You know, I could say, okay, let me get back to working a 9-to-5 or whatever that looks like. But the decision that I made at that time was to really commit to personal growth
on a level that I had never done before. Not just, you know, reading a book here, reading a book there. I was ready. I said, okay, let me commit with my money, with my time, with my energy, because I realized that if I was going to make it as an entrepreneur, and if I was going to, you know, create this life that I wanted, if I was going to live a life by design, not default, that whatever skill set that I had, the mindset at the time, needed to be better. If I was going to climb out of that current situation and overcome any challenges that I had at that time in my life, you know, if I was serious about this, I was going to have to, you know, invest in myself. And so not only did I hire a coach, but I started taking courses, course after course, and I was very selective of the people that I allowed in my life. I started to surround myself with mentors and people who were going to truly push me outside of my comfort zone. You know, I had this admiration for these people in my life, these coaches. You know, it seemed so natural for them to have these conversations and just share their wisdom, share their insight, and I wanted that too. Not only did I want, you know, those insights, I wanted the lifestyle that they were having, where it just seemed like, you know, they were having meaningful conversations every day, yet helping people make the shifts in their lives that would ultimately get them where they wanted to go. And so after implementing all of this and, you know, diving in 2 feet, you know, making this drastic shift, not only was I able to keep my business going, I was able to grow that business. And, you know, year after year after year, those initial, you know, 4 to 5 years in my business, we were able to double sales, you know, and grow the network and serve so many people that I was forced really to hire an assistant and a team of coaches just to keep up with the demand. You know, and along the way, I realized that as we were helping these clients get results, you know, and at the time it was very focused on health and fitness, I realized that the vehicle, okay, it was personal training, but what were we really helping these people with? You know, and it took me a while to figure out that, you know, it was the habit change. It was the ability for someone to take ownership in their life and, you know, develop the habits and the tools that they needed to move forward. You know, and we saw clients who would, you know, lose 20 pounds and then they get that promotion that they've been after for years, or, you know, increase their energy, bump their confidence, and all of a sudden now they're attracting better quality relationships into their lives. You know, we saw people leave their jobs. You can hear my little guy in the background. I'm in another room, but I have a little 1-year-old toddler and he is just so sweet running around making those sounds. So that's him with the 2 cents in the background. Let me get back to my story. So anyway, we really saw this domino effect, as you will, where we were helping people become, you know, better parents, better leaders, better business owners, you know, helping people be more impactful in their community. We really, you know, saw that, and it was extremely rewarding for me to be a part of, you know. And over the years, I stepped away from the personal training fairly early to just focus on that, to help people with the habit change, the success principles that, of course, you know, can work as an athlete or anybody in the gym, but, you know, it's true for any area of your life when you, you know, invest in and do these things and study these principles and do the hard work, the inner work to create that change. It's amazing, you know, what we can see. And so, you know, fast forward, like I said, 10 years, it's been such a blessing, you know, to literally help inspire and touch the lives of hundreds and hundreds of people, to help these people, you know, they're doing the work, they're creating, you know, that change, but just being a part of that and facilitating, that progress, which is really, truly fulfilling for me. You know, and I've had a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. There's been high points, there's been low points. You know, I'm not going to share all of those with you today. But the best part, I think, for me, looking back on this journey is just, you know, my inner knowing that I've developed over the years, you know, this quiet confidence around, you know, knowing that I can change, you know, that I can think bigger and that I can play at a higher level. You know, these success principles that I've applied not only to my life, as I'm, you know, teaching them to other people, it's allowed me to live that life that I was looking for, that life by design, you know, not default, not just choosing the logical next step, but really sitting back and mapping it out. You know, I spoke to a group of ladies last week, and I was telling them about, you know, you want to be the architect, not the firefighter. You know, the architect sits down and maps it out and says, okay, what's the blueprint? You know, how do I want it to look? Let me go get that life that I've designed, versus the firefighter that's, you know, waiting for the phone call and chasing one fire, chasing the next fire, all over the place. And so, you know, that quiet confidence I feel that I've developed has allowed me to really map out the life, you know, that I want. You know, and it's taken me to places where, you know, the two words that come to me that are most meaningful to me at this time in my life would be gratitude and responsibility. You know, and the responsibility piece is something that, you know, I've instilled in my clients as well, but it's just this responsibility to play at a higher level, you know, to take the gifts and the talents that I feel I've been blessed with, to expand on them and serve others. Also, to own my weaknesses, because God knows I'm not perfect. So to own those weaknesses, work at those weaknesses, and take the responsibility to not sit back and just rely on potential. Because I know there's been times in my life where I've done that, you know, where I've sat back and said, okay, well, you know, let my potential just take me, you know, where I need to go. But instead of resting on that, actually putting in that hard work, you know, I really believe that we have a responsibility to put in the work to figure out the purpose, you know, why are we here? And to not just settle for that default lifestyle. So instead, you know, striving to be better, to be a better version of ourselves, so we can do the things that we need to do to have what we know is possible, because we all intuitively know that we're meant for more. But sometimes, you know, people settle, right? So having that responsibility to live that lifestyle myself, and, you know, by doing that, I feel like it gives others the permission to walk that same path. You know, the second word, like I said, that resonates with me when I think about my story is gratitude, you know, and it's gratitude for the opportunity, you know, to walk this beautiful path called life and explore and interact with others, which is truly, truly a gift. You know, now I am living downtown Toronto with my amazing husband and our adorable, beautiful one-year-old son, Elijah. He's so sweet. You know, and I'm constantly reminded of, you know, how grateful we all are to experience the small moments, the big moments that, you know, mean so much. And as humans, we're so strong. We have the ability to be so powerful, yet we can be so fragile at the same time, you know, and the past shapes us, but it definitely, it doesn't define us, you know. And so my goal with this podcast is to really, you know, inspire and cultivate positive change in the lives of others. Anyone who's serious about leveling up, you know, my hope and my prayer for those listening is that they'll make the decision to level up, you know, and to make the commitment to creating change, you know. And I'm definitely going to share more stories about, you know, my background and different things that have, you know, that encourage me and inspire me to level up, but also the tools and the insights that will help you level up too. So thank you so much for listening. With that, I'm going to sign off for this episode, episode number one of the Level Up podcast. Thank you again. Have an amazing day, everyone. And think bigger. It's time to level up, y'all.